What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Thursday Night CrossFit Talk on a Sunday morning, live from Jamie Latimer's dining room.
Good morning.
So, strange time for us, but it's been a fun weekend. We want to recap a little bit about what's been going on here in Lansing, Michigan, and also what's been going on around the world in CrossFit quarterfinals. So I remember the TV talk I wanted to tell you.
Oh.
May 2nd.
Reacher?
Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh, nice.
Season 3.
I haven't been following. Are they doing good?
I'm trying not to follow. Yeah. I've heard hints, but I want to be surprised when the season comes out and watch it through. So.
All right.
But yeah, it was supposed to premiere earlier. They pushed it back a couple weeks, and now it's premiering, I think, May 2nd or May 3rd, one of those two days.
That's exciting.
But that means we'd actually only get to watch like one or two episodes a week and then have to wait for the next week.
Yeah, true.
Can't binge it anymore. So that's just for Kenneth. You know, he gets upset if we don't do at least a little bit of TV talk. Back at the hotel, Julie and I have been watching old movies. We watched The Hangover. Yesterday, we watched The Princess Diaries.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff on TNT or TBS or one of those. That's been, while I've been editing videos, that's been on the TV. So, you are all done with all the workouts. We're only going to talk about the first two, though.
Okay.
Because scores have not been submitted for events 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. You didn't necessarily do them in 1, 2, 3, 4 order.
No.
But we're going to talk about them in that order.
Okay.
So one is the interval workout. You did that one on Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah. I caught Haley, but I missed you. So you have reported on social media that was the worst workout of the four.
Yeah. I think that one hurt the worst.
Was it because your goal was to push every round of that and every segment?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like those high power output workouts for me always hurt. A 17-minute burpee wall ball is just consistent movement, and that doesn't hurt me. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, I felt like that was just get through it, and that one was fine. The intervals, you've got to, like, ramp up that row and then grind through. And I love step-ups. They just weren't going well for me on Thursday. I probably should have not done it Thursday, but it is what it is.
I agree, but for selfish reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a goal and you stuck to your goal pretty well. You showed me your board, at the gym, and that it was just on the last set of step ups in row, right? Or just last two rounds of step ups. You fell off pace just a little bit.
Yep.
Just fatigue.
Yeah, I said, because I did the clean and jerks beforehand and stood around and judged and didn't recover my legs. So into round two, I was like, oh, probably shouldn't have done this. Like, my legs just aren't powering through like they normally would.
And you ended up with 196 reps?
195.
So almost 200. Not 300, like some people predicted.
I got that one right on he won.
So what, the one thing that I observed watching your community do this is you had someone that was like 6'4", 6'5", do this workout. And it was obvious that snatches were his weakness.
Oh, yeah. Because he's got some mobility issues too. So,
and we actually talked while he was going, like, should he even do the snatch? Be- because his first round of row was 28 calories. And it's fair to say he's not in the elite status of quarterfinals, right? And then his first set of step ups were like in the mid
20.
Yeah, I think like 23 or 24. They fell off after round one.
Yeah.
But round one was like way up there. And what was cool about him is when he stepped up, like it was immediately at hip extension.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have to like pop at the end. It was just boom, up he went. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should he even be doing the snatches? Because his mobility was making it so there had to be more effort in that mm-hmm. than the other stuff, and maybe save that energy to keep hammering the other two. Now, in retrospect, what advice would you give him?
He likes to go out super hot and get the reps when he can get them. There's not going to be much I can say to get him to do other than that. But I probably would have him back off the row a hair, because his step ups back way down. And I feel like those, he should have been able to hold on to those a little bit longer.
Yeah. Cause he went like 28, 24, something on the row. Mm-hmm. And then the step ups went like 24 to 20. And then he was struggling to get to 20.
Yeah. I don't even think he got 16.
Yeah. It fell off, but
yeah.
But it was fun to watch, like different, like there's no, like you would never tell Haley not to snatch.
Right.
Right. You would almost tell her to back off the row to get more snatch because her cycle rate was so fast. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I loved observing it, is all the different types of athletes you have in the gym. Like I would give them all different advice.
Yeah. It would definitely, yeah, there's a lot of gamesmanship to that workout, and it is interesting to watch people's choices of which movement they pushed.
Yeah. And then you had, I think Jim, step ups are not his bag.
No, even to the 20. I mean, the 20, okay for him. He actually did great on the step ups, I'll say. I think he was extremely consistent at like 16 reps every round.
Nice.
His mindset is pretty good. Like he will just push through.
Yeah. And I'm probably confusing box jumps.
Oh yeah. But 24 inch box jumps are not great for Jim.
Yeah. It's all melding together. So let's move into that one. You know, everybody was fearing workout two. Mm-hmm. You look great.
Yeah. It felt smooth.
It didn't look like you ever lost pace.
Yeah, pretty steady.
And it even felt like at the end you hit the gas and were able to give everything you had to finish. How did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I felt like I had some in the tank still to push at the end. And I feel like that'd be one, looking back, like it would have been nice to have somebody like push me harder on that one. But then do you redline earlier and pull a Taylor self? I don't know. Cause I felt super comfortable. Like that whole workout too comfortable. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you could have added any speed to the wall balls. They just are what they are.
I think I could have maybe done two sets. The wall balls weren't bothering me.
Your rests were so short.
Yeah.
From an observer's point of view. You definitely showed at the end you could have went faster on the burpees, but at what cost?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the unknown.
That's exactly right.
Again, watching other people in the gym, that workout was brutal for some.
Yeah, most people said that was the worst one. And again, I just think it's because most people don't want to work for 20 minutes straight. And don't like burpees. I like burpees. And I also don't think people necessarily push themselves to this extreme intensity in the interval workout to make it hurt. So
I agree. I would say that it was funny. I was yelling at you like, this is where you win this workout in those last 50 burpees.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, you knew you had the confidence to finish strong. It was just fun to watch.
I didn't know the time. Aaron never gave me, and my back was to the clock the entire time, burpees and wall balls. So I had no idea where I was at. No idea.
You always have like a pacing written out.
Yeah.
Did you hit it or no?
I was ahead because I think I wanted to be at 6 minutes, like 12-ish and 18, like 18-ish was my plan.
Yeah.
So yes, I was ahead.
Ronica jumps in and says she loved it, but would rather have faced the box.
No. It was definitely faster with that.
Yeah, it didn't seem like the lateral was slowing you down at all.
It was faster.
Yeah, and like watching Fee and all of those people didn't seem to slow them down either.
Right.
I thought it looked more fluid laterally, even though you were allowed to do it however you wanted. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like that's a mental thing you're telling yourself. I honestly don't think I changed anything about my jump and step down. I just didn't turn my body as much to do the burpee.
Yeah. You're less dizzy.
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like people were thinking they were jumping sideways and they didn't like it, but I think they just needed to be like, bring that outside foot up high and you're almost facing the box. And you just don't turn as much when you step off.
Train to Live 32 says faster for high level people, not for me.
It shouldn't be slower. I can tell you that much. There's literally nothing different.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, like, box jumps are always a mental game. Like, I have ripped off my shin skin so many times. Like,
I have a scar.
No matter which way you orient me, I'm gonna have a mental issue with it. So it's gonna be slow, regardless, lateral, facing, because the minute I don't concentrate is when I go down.
Clip a toe. Yep.
And Train to Live follows up with just a rhythm issue for me.
I think sort of think that's what it is a mental. It's a rhythm thing. Like, people aren't thinking what to change. You just needed to do like two sets of 12 before you started and get in the mindset of, this is how I'm doing my burpees.
So that's all done. You have 3 and 4 in the books. There is some minor debate as to maybe redoing 3.
Yeah. I'm not happy with my score, but it's a shoulder issue, and is it worth pushing that right now in this stage of the game? And probably not. It's a pride thing for placing in the North America East for me, which is stupid. So I need to just tell myself to move on and get through the stage for age group and know that if my shoulder was normal, I would probably be where I expect to be.
Yeah. I mean, without giving away your score, through the rope climbs and the wall facing strict hit, you were on fire.
Yeah.
It was just the finish got you. And it was not a capacity issue. It was from the first muscle up, you could tell it was a shoulder issue.
Yes.
So it wasn't about fatigue. It was strictly about.
I will say, I think it's a little bit of pulling fatigue, and that's how I do ring muscle ups. So relying on that and not having full pull strength because of rope climbs and tota bar probably affected it a little, didn't help the shoulder position. But yeah.
Yeah. So you are currently sitting in fourth in your age group, 80th ish. In North America East? 56th. Better than I thought. Wow. That's really good. Our other co-host, which I believe is doing a workout today. So I invited her on, but I know that she was busy today a little bit. She is sitting in seventh.
Yeah,
crushing North it. North America East. So she's in a really good spot going into semis. Just has to hold on for the last two workouts, which should not be a problem for her.
Agreed. This will be good workouts for her.
So everything's going well there. Let's talk about universally Yonikoski killing it as he has been doing all season and leading quarterfinals.
Is he the winner worldwide right now?
Yeah.
Nice. That's crazy. I could see that with these first two tests.
Wins the Open. You know, his best finish ever at the games last year. Wins the Open. Winning quarters going in after the first two events. Yeah, pretty awesome. And on the women's side, surprise, surprise.
Tia Toomey.
She's back. Mm-hmm. I think her toughest test, though, is workout three with the wrist. We'll see how that goes. But the first two, not a surprise. No. I know we talked a little bit about the burpee push-up.
Yeah.
But the true test, I think, is going to be these muscle-ups and the turnover. With the handstand push-ups.
Yeah, handstand push-ups. And what she said, front rack is what bothered her.
So. Peter Benoit says, do you think the volume of the four workouts would affect a redo or not? Thinking about handstand push-ups specifically. Her handstand push-ups never faltered at all.
Yeah, the handstand push-up. The volume of hands, it's not a handstand push-up workout.
For Jamie.
Right, for people with handstand push-ups, it's not a... If you have good handstand push-ups, strict, it's not a handstand push-up workout at all. So, no, I would not say the volume. I think doing clean and jerks first for me, I'm so tight in my traps that I think that's pulling my shoulder out of place. I think that maybe was a bad decision.
Okay.
And it's too late. I've already done them.
Yeah. Learning. If you... You got to learn through the whole process and make sure you don't repeat the same mistake.
Right.
So those are your overall leaders. Looking at the leaderboards, no big surprises. In the individual side, we checked on a couple people we were interested in, like Tudor Magda, 17th, I believe, in the West.
Yeah.
Pretty good for not really his strengths in these first two workouts. As Kenneth DeLapp always says, justice for Tudor. Mm-hmm. Just trying to see how he's doing. We looked at Jack Farlow. He's doing well, and the clean and jerk workout will be a piece of cake for him.
Yeah.
Everything looks pretty much as you would expect across the board. A couple people sitting outside the top 40. Danny Spiegel, mm-hmm. Rebecca Vittison, as reported by Barbell Spin. Yeah.
I think Sydney that Wells, maybe too far to come back. I don't know. I haven't looked at the other people ahead of her and who could possibly come out, but that range is pretty far. Sydney, a little nervous for her. I don't know how great the ring muscle up workout will be for her to try to climb those spots.
She's in
55th.
What? Okay. Why am I? Why everybody's in 80th place in my head for some reason?
I don't know.
55th place with a muscle up workout still to come. I'm worried for Sydney.
Yeah.
But her sister Brooke, who we were worried about, is in 11th. Mm-hmm. So she's doing okay. Who else was? Rebecca Vittison, that European region is just...
It's a tough region.
It's a tough region. I just don't know if there's a way.
Did we look up Yella? I'll pull. Coughing fit.
Sorry.
European men. Hoffer's way up there. Oh, Yella's in ninth. That's good. He won the interval workout.
As he should.
Yeah.
I think the first two workouts are right in his ballpark.
So he might be safe. Might have enough of a cushion.
Kenneth, I don't know about Louis Oscar Moya. Did not check on him.
I think they talked about him a little bit on the recap show. Because that's who... Isn't that who... Oh, no, that's not who Taylor was having the beef with. I guess I don't know about Louis Oscar Moya.
Me neither. So I did look at some Masters. All the names you expect to be there are there. Jason Grubbs down.
Yeah, 11th, 12th. But again, maybe he's thinking, not right now is not the time.
Yeah. Rudy's winning. Kelly Friel's winning. Sam Dancer's winning. So they're all in good shape.
Do you think Sam will stick with 35-39? I mean, he's not in even close to contention in the West, right?
I didn't look.
Because I know that was his goal. But. Oh, he's 11th in the West. So maybe that still is... Goal.
He can do both, right? Technically.
Yes.
So, yeah, 11th's going to be fine for him.
Yep. Yeah, I think he will definitely take the semifinal spot and go live and see if he can make it.
We know there were some Masters athletes that were going to try to do team and Masters at the same in the same year. But it'd be really wild if Sam actually did individual and Masters.
I doubt. Like, if he makes it to the game in individual, I just think that's what he'll do. I don't think he'll go to age group.
Yeah.
But
it's
I think it's
a month difference.
Yeah. I think once you're done with the game. Games, you just want your off season, but I think he'll definitely go to semifinals and try to get the spot.
Yeah, still a cool concept.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's really not a whole lot to talk about because we're still waiting on two scores.
You got your withdrawals,
Katrin. Katrin's out. And I'm sure everybody watched the Taylor implosion on workout two. It's so funny because in my CrossFit career, I've gone dark a couple times, but I don't know if I've ever thought to myself, you're going to hurt yourself. Push through.
Yeah.
Like I've probably done that in my earlier, more competitive career, like with swimming and football. But when you have the one person on your shoulder saying, if you don't stop, you're going to do some damage. And the other side of you going, don't wuss out and keep going. And you decide to go keep going and your body just shuts down. That is crazy. Does Jamie have any advice for how to approach workout four?
Do you know me as an athlete trained to live? I mean, that's the clean and jerks.
I know.
So like, unless you're a weaker athlete like me, I don't know. I think I'm the good one to ask about that workout. That's like 80% of my one rep max.
From an observation standpoint and watching the people on TV and watching people do it, I think it's all about find whatever your pace is to get through the first three rounds without a lot of damage.
Yeah. So if the fourth bar is like your one rep max or very, very close, then I think you almost need to go pretty fast on the first two barbells and then properly pace the third to give yourself some time to hit one or two reps at the final. Otherwise it's, you know, you should be able to manage the first three, and you're going to take 10, 15 seconds per rep on the fourth barbell until the last minute and then turn it up. Like you don't want to go so fast that you're standing around for 30, 40 seconds near the end. Cause that's where I noticed a lot of people that have the capability are able to ramp up 5, 6 extra reps. And you don't want to be standing there only getting one or two reps in the last minute because you went too hard a little too early.
Kenneth says, the series was called Taylor versus the World. He had a lot of pressure, I'm sure. So we talked about this last night a little bit, and I want to start by saying, like, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Taylor Self, right?
Same.
But I view him as, at this stage of his career, as a Rudy character.
Okay.
Right? His natural skill set compared to the three people he went against is probably deficient in a way. But his work ethic and his stick-to-itiveness and his heart and his, frankly, his balls are bigger than everybody else in the room. And Jamie and I were talking about it last night at dinner, that for him to compete with this guy, these guys, he had to give every ounce of everything he had mm-hmm. in every workout to stay with these guys to beat them.
Mm-hmm. And it's different in the open when you do it once and rest a whole week and do it again.
Right.
As opposed to 3 days back to back to back. Two in one day.
Four workouts.
Yeah.
And so, and it's not a dig on him because he has gotten every bit of juice out of what he has. Every little bit. But his body just was done.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing left to give at the end of that workout. And so I found it's actually fascinating what happened with this.
Yeah, I agree, Peter. It is probably a little bit like everyone's first experience at the games. Just a ton of, like, a lot of volume, a lot of intensity. It's doing more damage to your body than you've really ever experienced all in one weekend. I mean, I guess I don't really know, but from three, four day comps that I've done. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're good friends with Corey Leonard, right? Masters Fitness Collective. He had never done a 3 day full right. weekend competition. He came out on fire Friday and Saturday, did way above his expectations, won an event. Like, that's one of the coolest things of covering this sport that I've ever watched. And Sunday came and he just looked at me and went, "Boss, I'm tired."
Yeah.
And there's just nothing left. Like, yeah. Cause you don't know what that's about.
Right.
So Kenneth asks, what does it say about the programming that each workout was won by a different athlete, non-CrossFitter, so don't honestly know?
I think it's good.
Yeah. I think we've said from the get-go that this was great programming.
Yeah.
I will say the biggest surprise to me that came out of this was Hopper. You know, what did I say after the games last year? I'm giving up on this guy. Mm-hmm. I am not writing his name down for anything, because all he does is break my heart. Mm-hmm. He's changed who he is.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool to watch. But I think if you put that workout 2 on its own, I think Taylor competes for the win.
Man, I would love to see him fresh.
He just had nothing left after three other workouts.
Yeah.
That's what I personally believe he would have won that workout had they not done the other three ahead of it. But that's why they do that many in one weekend, because it's about overall fitness, not just about fitness on one event.
We did talk about CrossFit mandating the order, and I do think that could have affected how this played out, because he obviously would have been fresher, because it would have been required to be either one or two. Like, I guess you can't really mandate that so much, but definitely could have mandated one and two get done before three and four if you gave the athletes passwords. And that would have affected, I think it would have affected it.
So here's my question to you about that concept, because it's very rare that you go into a competition, you get to pick how you do it.
Exactly.
Right. And there's already strategy within each workout of how you're going to attack that workout. Are we testing strategy, or are we testing fitness?
I feel like we're testing strategy and scheduling and availability and, you know.
What should we be testing? Fitness.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I think allowing people to choose the order takes away an element of fitness.
Yep.
And then it's just the people who have the best corner men who mm-hmm. can analyze it and tell them what way to go, how to game it. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that, and we're going to have a longer show about that.
Yeah.
About everybody figuring out how to game the workout to make it easier on themselves. I think if CrossFit wants to grow, they need to take that out of the sport.
Yeah.
There has to be a universal rule book for the season. If you are going to do burpee box jump overs, this is how the standard that it has to be. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do step ups, this is the standard it has to adhere to for the whole season, and not change it every time there's a new level of competition.
Right.
So we are going to talk about that in depth, probably at a later show.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do it in the middle of quarterfinals and be the group that's just bitching about stuff. I want to do it from an analytical standpoint and kind of looking at the workouts a little bit closely.
Yeah.
But just from the standpoint of order, I think that makes all the difference in the world. Like you said, if you would have been forced to do the clean and jerk one last, you actually may have done better.
Yeah.
Because your shoulder isn't fatigued from the clean and jerks mm-hmm. going into workout three. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. So anyway, there's that. Did you take anything? Fee, what the hell, man?
She looked so incredible.
And always the smile.
Yeah.
Always happy. Like, that's what I love about that girl. And I've said it all the long time ago when I first got access underneath the Coliseum, I felt like I had imposter syndrome. And she was on the demo team and she came running over and gave me a hug. And I was like, okay, I do belong down here. And because of that, like, she'll always have that place in my heart. And she's just freaking awesome. And I'm glad she got to get some exposure for the great person that she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this was great for her. I got her a lot of fans and she deserves them.
Yeah. And the fact they did donations yesterday to up the purse for the women and for Lindsay to get some pay as well. Was really cool as well. So sure. Love that the community did that. Any takeaways from either the guys or the girls in that?
No, I do. I personally think it helped the guys. You can see most of them are sitting up top. I think having that little push, and I'm curious to see Dalen and Colton's redo on number three.
I'm anxious to see if Taylor accepts the invite.
You think he'll still make it? I mean, he's 81st right now.
Yes, he'll make it.
That's a big jump.
He's going to have one of the best times in the world on the muscle up workout.
The number three is going to jump him way up there.
And he held his own on the clean and jerk.
He did. I mean, better than Hopper. So
I think he's in.
It'd be a shame if he didn't accept it. It's just more.
I think he has so many fans right now.
I know.
And the grit he showed through this whole thing, like people want to see it play out.
It's good. It's a good test for him.
So, that's my hope.
And he clearly needs that, like, 3-4 day competition. Bam, go.
Well, and I think they said it yesterday on the show that, like, they've almost become like a little brotherhood. That those four guys, like, they just trust each other. They like hanging out together. Like, and that alone is super cool.
Yeah. He might redo for workout four. Why? He has an incredible score.
Yeah. I think his 3 and 4 are fine.
Yeah.
It was the burpee box jump over that got him. Mm-hmm. And there's no way he needs to redo that after what happened.
You can't.
And he's, right. And it's in. Sarah says he said he will go if he makes it.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Because I think on Friday he said no.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. That's good.
Kenneth says, why do people get so fidgety when they hear that a peptide company paid out for a comp?
I didn't know people were getting fidgety.
Well, I mean, I can see why. It's.
Well, it goes back to everything. Are we not wanting money from Monster or Rain? Like, right. It is what it is. Get the money from whoever is willing to donate.
And I'm on record to take the money from whoever. Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to drink a Pepsi after every win.
Exactly right.
They need an influx of money into 100%. This sport to make it the best it can be. And whoever's going to pony up the cash. I think it goes back to, in the CrossFit world, there's these people who want it the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And then there's a group of people who want it to change and become something better. And I'm kind of in between. I want it to be better with an awareness of the past. But I believe it was Progenix was a major sponsor of the games. And then someone tested positive and blamed Progenix as a tainted supplement.
Oh.
Way back in the day. I might be getting it confused a little bit. I've been sleeping in a hotel bed for 3 nights, but I believe that was the case. But so is it the person blaming that's lying? Is it Progenix that's lying?
Yeah.
You know, who was it? But then mysteriously Progenix went away as a sponsor.
Interesting.
And I believe Glassman or Castro said that the supplement company would not be a sponsor of the games again. Now, you have Jocko, and that's technically a supplement, right?
I got the protein.
Yeah, so they are back, so who knows? But I think that's where it stems from. I mean, Sarah Cox is in a qualifying position to move on. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to see. Sir, I don't think he has to redo 4 to make up for the bad burpee workout. He's going to have one of the top 5 times in the world on the muscle up workout. And then he's going to have, I think the 30 is a legit time on that workout 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 2 ahead of Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's fine, and I think he'll make the top 40 with or without redoing that workout.
Yeah.
And I think his body needs a rest right now.
I do too. I mean, he has till tomorrow night, so I guess he has today completely off. I don't know. He looked like he was at max effort there. I'd be shocked to see him squeak out another rep on that.
Did you see him say that he wants to coach John Young and take him to semis?
Oh, really? Aw.
What do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, seeing John do the 5-minute burpees, like, gives you some. I mean, there's potential there, right? I didn't see what his wall ball burpee workout was.
Yeah, I don't know if they showed it.
I have to look at like the longer time domain workouts. How is he able to sustain?
So
yeah, I think there's potential there.
If Taylor takes on John, what kind of content do you think that builds, and how many people are going to watch that storyline?
I mean, I think it's a niche group that's already following them both, to be honest. But I think it would be great for Taylor's training program.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's, there's going to be 50% of people that want to see John fail.
Yeah.
And 50% of the people want to see him win. Yeah. I like the guy. I want him to be successful. Yeah. I don't think I ever, I don't, when he got the 5 minutes under sub five burpees, I was ecstatic.
Mm-hmm. I know. I really didn't think he had a shot. I thought maybe low fives, but I didn't think he had a shot of breaking five. So,
Monday night, the scores will come out.
Yep.
We'll know who's in, who's out. We'll have a round table on Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll talk about that a little bit. I'm going to try to bring in Coach Krispy Kreme to talk about everything after the fact. And then we're going to take Thursday off.
Correct.
Because it's draft night.
Correct.
And my other passion is my Chicago Bears, and they have two picks in the top 10. So we'll take Thursday off, but we're going to do a Sunday night show next week to kind of rehash everything, talk about who's going to semis, maybe some predictions as to how we think each semi will go. And then we'll move on from there.
Sounds great.
So that's the plan over the next week. We have Rebecca Fuselier on Tuesday morning.
Nice.
She is sitting 11th in the West, or 7th or 11th. One of those.
She's up there.
It's all merged.
She'll do great at
workout. And yeah, workout three, she's going to crush.
She's going to do fine at workout four, to be honest.
We'll see if Big Becca comes out for the final workout.
I think she's been working hard. I think she's safe. That's awesome.
So we'll get to talk to her right after the scores are revealed. See where she lands, how confident that is going into semis, and all of that. And with that, I'm hitting the road, heading back to Ohio.
Sad to see you leave.
It's been a fun weekend hanging out with Jamie and Aaron and all the crew at Redemption Fitness. Part two of like a behind the scenes of Redemption's fitness community will come out either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's actually really good. We got some, they have some kids that are really, really good.
Yeah, we've got some like 12-year-olds that are trying to prep them for next year.
Yeah, that Emma, her movement quality is so good. Mm-hmm. So good. And she did the 13, 14-year-old weights just to kind of see where she was at. She got through all the clean and jerks and maxed out at the end with weights that Ron said she hadn't ever done before. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. It's cool seeing it. We got some of that footage. Awesome. So with that, and if you didn't see it, we have Jamie versus Haley last night, came out right around midnight for workout two.
If you want to go watch 300 reps, it's such a boring workout to watch.
It is. I tried to be creative with the camera.
Yeah.
But when you're filming quarterfinals, you only get a half circle.
Yeah,
because you can't get in front of their cameras.
Right.
So you're kind of stuck there. But it's, if you haven't already, fast forward to the end. I'll just put it out. I'm going to clip it and put it out as a reel. Mm-hmm. The end of that video is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's better than anything that's happened at quarterfinals. With that, we'll see everybody next time on Thursday night CrossFit Talk. Bye, guys. C4 Energy, Extend, and Cellucor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.